The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. It was an NFC East showdown on Monday Night Football to close out Week 3, but to be honest, there really wasn't much doubt by the third quarter.
Shotgun snap, quick throw, near side, intercepted, picked off by Diggs, down the near sideline, 50, chase to the 40, down the sideline, 30, the 20. Foot race to the 10, the 5, and a touchdown. A pick six thrown by Jalen Hurts. Trayvon Diggs all the way for six.
Oh, that's some Alabama on Alabama crime right there. Credit to Kevin Harlan on Westwood One on the call. The Dallas Cowboys just absolutely boat raced the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday, 41-21. Just about everybody got into the fun for the Cowboys. Dak Prescott had 3 touchdowns, Zeke Elliott had 2 more, and Dan Quinn's defense intercepted Jalen Hurts 2 times on the night. Speaking of Hurts, it wasn't great for him. 23 of 36, 321 yards, did throw 2 touchdowns along with those 2 picks, but it just didn't make sense game plan-wise for the Eagles. They did not run the football very much at all. They had just 12 carries in the game, with 9 of those coming on scrambles by Jalen Hurts. Running backs for Philly touched the ball 3 times in total on the night on the ground. Miles Sanders got 2 carries. Kenneth Gainwell got 1. It was just ugly from Philly. The Cowboys improved to 2-1 on the year and host Carolina next week, while Philly falls to 1-2 with a home game against the Chiefs in Week 3. A couple of quick hits now for you beyond Monday Night Football. We start in Chicago, where, speaking of ugly, it was hideously bad for Justin Fields and the Bears, and that prompted this exchange with Matt Nagy when it comes to the quarterback situation in Week 4.
Just to be clear, you do not know who's starting quarterback on Sunday, or has that been decided yet?
That's what we're working through right now, so I can't definitively say who the starter is, yes.
Okay, I'm sure that's going to work out just fine. The Carolina Panthers move quickly after losing cornerback J.C. Horn to a broken foot. They've traded for former Jaguars first-round pick cornerback C.J. Henderson. Carolina sends tight end Dan Arnold and a 3rd-round pick in exchange for Henderson and a 5th-round pick. Henderson was the 9th overall draft selection in 2020, but he was chosen by former Jags GM David Caldwell and seemingly never fit in with Urban Meyer and Trent Baalke. More Panthers news. Christian McCaffrey has a hamstring injury and will miss a couple of weeks, but he won't go on IR, which would require him to miss 3 weeks of games. Patriots running back James White suffered a hip subluxation in the game against the Saints. His timetable is unknown, but he will be out a while. Giants middle linebacker Blake Martinez will also be out a while. He suffered a torn ACL on Sunday against the Falcons. That is the end of his season. Buccaneers wide receiver Scotty Miller is going to miss significant time. He has a toe injury, still being evaluated, but it's likely he goes on injured reserve. Broncos wide receiver KJ Hamler also tore his ACL on Sunday against the Jets. He's obviously going to miss the rest of the season. Speaking of wide receivers, Josh Gordon planning to sign with the Kansas City Chiefs. According to ESPN, Gordon was amazing 8 years ago, but since then has largely been irrelevant on the field while battling addiction issues. And finally, we end the show on some good news. Happy to report Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, who was taken to a hospital after the game on Sunday, has been released and was in great spirits. That's good to hear. Get well soon, Andy. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Tuesday, September 28th. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. If you like what you hear, please take 5 seconds, leave a review. It does a ton for us and helps other people find our great show. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Enjoy your Tuesday, everybody. We'll talk tomorrow.